from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Period 10 of practice here at Gillette Stadium. So the word is it'll be a little later than yesterday. I think 12:30 is when it ended yesterday, and I think it's going to be a little bit later today.
Yeah, that's fine. It'll give me more time to walk down to the field, you know, grab our on-field interview with Keon White.
Right. Let's hope so. I just got one of those notices to my email of Hey, this looks like a suspicious transaction. There's nothing better than having to lock a credit card
In real time. Oh, is that what you were on the phone with?
Yeah, because I was like, hey, do you know this purchase? Do you make this purchase or whatever? And I was like, no. And then I saw what it's, you know, it comes up, what the transaction is. And it's like,
did you recognize it?
No, I didn't. So I like called and I was like, hey, anybody make this? And then I like took the description of where it was, put it into Google, and the first thing that popped up is like, this is bull crap, da-da-da.
Ah.
So now I got to get my wife another car.
Oh, there you go.
I almost feel like it's like that's just the way things are now. That once a year, you're going to have to lock a card and get like another one
You know what I do now, though? This is crazy. This is how affected I am by like Twitter or TikTok or whatever. Like all these different scams with credit cards. So if you go to a convenience store, you know, they ask you to pay, and they usually have the little credit card reader in front of you.
The telemeter.
And now some of them have like a fake top. So like I always grab it, and if you lift it up, there's like another one, which is the fake one, and that's just them grabbing all your information.
Yeah.
So whenever I put my card in, I try to grab it and act like I want to make sure it's not
that. It's
not the fake one with a fake top.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be now where it's like, the chips will make it easier.
No, it's like nothing's changed at all with the chip.
No,
all you can do now with the chip is like touch it, and then it grabs your money.
Yeah, it's that's the way it should be, and you would think it would be the safest and all that stuff, but. No, again, it's the Wild West out there. Plus, for my wife's business, she's ordering stuff left and right. And the other thing, too, is like, you know, one of the kids, I still have mom's credit card on my Apple Pay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, get it off of there. I yell at him, and she's like, no, he needs it. And I'm like, yeah. And then it leads to stuff like this.
Yeah, God forbid your kid gets a hold of like somehow like a DoorDash or something like that.
Oh, no.
That stuff got
shut down.
I just flat out just shut them down.
The video game deals and stuff like that.
Man, I'm still paying for some stupid Sony something or other from like 10 years ago, and I can't get a hold of the company. Every year, it's like $99.95 for some stupid game. I don't even know what it is.
You know what?
Some Xbox game.
Oh, you're.
It might be just like a network thing.
Yeah.
So he can play with his friends online.
Yeah, but then nobody's playing. I want to discontinue it, and it's like there's no number. And if there is a number, it leads to nowhere. It's that way on purpose, by the way. They don't want you canceling it.
That is
so they make it really hard.
Yeah, that is exactly right. So anyway, that's always good in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
I gotta figure this out now. Throw it on the pile. 617-779-7937. We got some of the ones working in here.
I see all these things yesterday, like, play of the day. What stood out? and everyone keeps kind of pointing to the one.
The long throw down the right side. Where Jalen Reagor made an unbelievable catch.
I saw like one person that only had two things, and like none of them were even real. It's really hard, you know, to gauge, you know, what anyone is going to be capable of. I tell you what, I saw, you know, Christian Gonzalez out there locked up a lot, isolated one-on-one by himself to the wide side of the field, which if I'm a cornerback, I would always kind of freak out because there's just zero protection. And in him with the new number zero, it's probably fitting that, you know, they already have a lot of faith and confidence in that guy.
Yeah, you see Wallace in there. Now, I know there were some people freaking out. I guess we had a Fedarian Lowe sighting. Chicken Nick asked us down the line, be like, hey, is Lowe getting some turns down there? That the tackle spot is really going to be kind of an evolving process, is it not? They're going to try different people there. They got to try to find their best four.
Yeah.
I know they believe in Okafor is one of them, but if they've already moved on Wenu inside to right guard, which appears to be what is, at least based on practice, likely to happen, you know, if you're kicking the big boy inside, now what are you doing on that other side? So either they feel really good about it, or it is the, damn it, we've got somebody here and we're going to figure out if they can play each of these tackle spots. Like, I'm not sure on the whole, how in the world do they whittle down these candidates at tackle, and do they even end up carrying four? Because on Wenu brings you versatility.
Yeah.
So really, how many like tackle spots are open? I know the starting jobs are, but hell, if somebody starts playing well at guard, they can just easily kick on Wenu right back out the right tackle, and then you kind of solve that problem. But are you as strong as you are with him in their guard? All that kind of stuff. I don't know how it, I'm very betwixt and between, just sort of, you know, twisted up on what in the world the plan is going to be at tackle, let alone even rotating the guys at tackle, because it feels like there are a lot of candidates here.
Yeah, and as far as guys that look the part, right, just looking from afar, Jalen Polk looks the part, looks shifty, looks fast, looks strong. Unwenu, talked to him yesterday, definitely looks like he's a pro,
mm-hmm.
right? He just looks – Gonzalez looks like he belongs, looks like a pro. And there's others, but those guys, like as far as first day type of like observations, those guys stand out.
Well, they do for now. Boy, this is about as exciting as a wet fart, I got to say. Like this is real. I mean, you can really feel the buzz down here at camp, can't you? The music blaring and
here's the thing,
you know,
about
the fans
Keon,
being hooped up and stuff like that.
Here's the thing about Keon White. No wristbands, no tape, no gloves. Old school defensive end / linebacker, as I'm just watching him right now with his hand on the ground. And no gloves. I love that. You just don't ever see that. I know people go, what's the big deal? Well, it's kind of you're trying to set send a message to the other guys that you're going against that, you just need no protection whatsoever.
It's one of those situations right now where the quarterback rotation, I think, is pretty consistent. It seems like Zappe and May are working with the second group, and that Jacoby Brissett, I do believe, has been pretty consistent with the number one group, at least over these 2 days.
Yeah, what do you think about Zappe getting working with the ones or getting into a regular rotation? Like,
it is interesting. There is the part of me that's like, okay, are they just holding on to him to wait for someone to come calling because they don't like their quarterback situation? And then you get, you know, a seventh or something, you know, you get a courtesy pick, really, for the guy. Really,
yeah.
I mean, it's like a six or a seven.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you swap a seven for a six with somebody and then you send them Zappe. I don't think they're in on him, but they're not giving up on him for a reason. And it's got to be that, isn't it? Like, it's got to be that they are going to try to reserve their right to maybe do something with him if he can show whatever in the preseason. I mean, he's got to be more than a camp arm, right? Like, there used to be back in the day, like, Kingsbury made it here because he was a camp arm.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, he barely even was doing that, but, like, Joe Milton should be that camp arm. Like, there's no way they're keeping four quarterbacks.
None.
Right? So, the other thing is, like, so do you give Bailey Zappe more reps during the preseason to kind of let other teams know, like, what he's capable of doing? Like, you'd think he's going to play well, especially against threes, you know, twos and threes, bunch of undrafted guys that aren't going to make the roster. So he shines during the preseason, right? And then you go ahead and you know Joe Milton's going to be a redshirt guy. He's a redshirt guy. He'll be on the team, but he's not going to really get any reps.
Well, and what's their long-term plan for him? Like, do they really think they can develop Joe Milton as a pro quarterback? Or is he here because of the Tennessee connection? We'll take a chance on him. We'll throw him into some stuff on the practice squad. But ultimately, Joe Milton will pivot away from being a quarterback. Like, to me, Joe Milton doesn't profile as the perfect backup to Drake May long term, if that's
Why?
The thought.
Just because of his overall, just, you know,
because
metrics? Arm strength?
No, because I think he's like Cam Newton. He's not a passer. He's a thrower.
Boy, he chucks that thing. I mean, he literally chucks that thing. I saw him earlier throw a slant route, and he threw it so hard because the guy was so close, and it was just 7-on-7, and he was, like, all upset that the guy dropped it. And I was like, dude, take some cheese off of it.
Well, he's in there now and just fired one. Right?
He kind of does this thing with his arm where it's a little Rohan Davey-esque for me. You know, because people understand Rohan Davey here locally, you know, rocket of an arm.
Milton feels like Cam in that he's a dart thrower.
Yeah.
If you need to squeeze it in there, it's great. But if you need something with a little bit of touch.
Well, he flicks it out there. Like, you can easily see how you can watch him move and how quick the ball jumps out of his hands and how freaking powerful it is.
Oh, he's a mega athlete.
I mean, he's
no question.
Like, yeah, so I can easily see, but, you know, the thing that he's going to have to work on for me is touch, you know, angles, you know, spots.
Technique,
you know,
as well.
All that stuff. Like,
he's got it. When you're that athlete, and I think Cam Newton, Cam was an MVP. We know he was here, all that stuff. When you have a guy that's that unbelievably athletic, coaches are afraid to say, now that was a good throw, but here's the way I need you to do it next time. You know, it's the whole, well, he's an athlete. I don't want to stifle him. And then it can lead into bad habits or inconsistency where you can pop at a really high level, but are you going to have that, you know, consistent greatness that you kind of need to play with?
So here, I'll make the prediction for Joe Milton right now, especially it's similar. Oh, God, who is Malik Cunningham? Last year, right? He ends up signing with, what, Baltimore?
Yep.
So Joe Milton, being such an unbelievable athlete, being a stud at Tennessee, right, is automatically going to be the most athletic guy come the third and fourth quarter of all these preseason games. So Malik Cunningham, remember when he got in,
it
was like lots of quarterback draws, man, he's just running all over the place. No one can stop him because none of these guys that are out there can stop this guy. You know, by the time he gets in the game, he's going to have such an advantage, he will absolutely play great. People will go, holy cow, well, this guy should make the team.
Oh,
look how athletic he is. Look at him running away. Look at him running all over the place.
Well, it's interesting because do we kind of assume for the preseason that Jacoby Brissett's going to get no reps?
Oh, no, he's going to get a lot of reps. He has to. He's going to be the starter, right? It's an open – uh-oh, bad snap.
So how do they get all of – how do they find a way to get enough reps for four QBs?
Well, let's go for – I always thought each coach is like kind of their old philosophy about how they deal with preseason. I always thought was interesting because Jacoby Brissett needs them just as much as Drake May. You go in with the assumption that Jacoby Brissett should get the majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
At least some coaches be, all right, listen, you're going to take the first three series. Well, the first three series, you're three and out, and then three and out. Well, then, holy crap, that's not nearly enough plays. You know, he's going to have to start take the first series in the second quarter. Well, then it's three plays again. Well, then now you got to take him out, right? Because you got to leave some significant reps against good competition for the for Drake May. He's got to get those reps as well.
So Mark Daniels tweeted out that interesting development, Milton getting a little more reps than Zappe today, or Milton getting reps after Brissett and Drake May. And we know they're here. That will be an interesting piece of how Elliot Wolf is going to sort of put together and build this roster is, what do they want a quarterback? You know, what? Because you know you're keeping a third, definitely. And really, this kind of, this discussion sort of feels like, we know the two that are going to be on the roster. We know the one that's going to be in the practice squad. That would be Milton, I would expect. Then where does Bailey Zappe fit in, or does he?
He could cut. He'll be one of those, like, they don't make the, all the cuts that they used to, right? So the first cut is basically the last cut.
No. There's no more tiers anymore.
There's no more tiers. It's just one cut at the end.
I think you can carry 90 until, like, August 27th or August 20th, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So all those cuts, so, like, he'll make it to the end. Or, hey, listen, we're going to do you a favor. We're going to cut you now so you can hop on a team. I don't think they'll do that.
No, I don't either. It feels like he might be auditioning for some kind of role here, and that's what I can't figure out, because why would you then waste your time? If you know ultimately, well, unless you have an idea for the guy, if you're ultimately just going to clip him, then why are you giving him reps right now?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to make sense.
It doesn't make sense either. No, they got to keep him around. No, I mean, again, I mean, you never know what can happen. Let's just assume, like, Jacoby Brissett goes down. God forbid he goes down. But it happens. Now Drake May is your de facto starter. He's running with the twos right now. Can't have Joe Milton backing him up.
No.
You have to have Bailey Zappe. Bailey still has some security in my book.
He can still be on the practice squad, too.
Yep, and he still is. Listen, the guy played last year. He did win games. He's got pro experience. Listen, I know it didn't go great for him, but it's better than what Joe Milton can give you, at least in my opinion.
No, I agree, and that's why I wonder if there is a chance that they do carry three, and that's why Zappe is still here. Because you're right. He can tap into that experience, and Milton is a clear developmental guy.
Doesn't the third not even count as a roster spot anymore?
What's that now?
The third, like, emergency quarterback not count towards the game day roster count?
Yeah, you're right. There's some kind of, yeah. And I don't even, you know, again, you know, if you're going in and you've got, 14 and number 10, you probably won't end up suiting another quarterback. Looks like they're about to head to conditioning. Let's squeeze in a call because I know Foye is going to head down to field level. We are scheduled to talk to Keon White at some point before 1:15. Steve in the car wants in on Christian Gonzalez. Go ahead, Steve. Your regression for you.
Yeah, I wanted to see how he was looking coming off that injury, and I wanted to get you guys' takes on him being maybe a top three corner in the league in a couple years. And about that video game system, all you got to do is call PlayStation Network and cancel the account, or go on your son's account, take your credit card off, and it's done.
There you go. Thank you, brother.
There you go.
Yeah, I wish it was that.
Top five cornerback in the next couple of years, absolutely on the table.
He said top three.
Top three. On the table. On the table. Why not? I mean, what's 3.5 games? I can tell a lot by 3.5 games. At the end of his third year, I mean, is it possible? Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, I think, Gonzalez seems to be moving fine. And, in fact, yesterday he was whooping it up with the fans afterwards as well.
And remember, it's not a leg injury. It's like, so it's not like he can't run.
Yes, correct. I think he'll be okay and has looked fine. And whenever you see him just here physically, it looks like there was three hots and a cot for him. You know, he looks a little bigger, a little thicker.
Yeah.
You know, he might weigh the same, but you sort of transform your body, and it looks like Gonzalez is going through some of that. All right, getting ready for the they're doing some conditioning stuff for period 12, and then there's going to be a bunch of players speaking. We are going to talk to Keon White, or are scheduled to. Hart will hop in from down there as well. Foye heads down to the field where, big deal, no big deal, is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.